Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Stargazing with Star Fuentes. Star Fuentes is a master intuitive healer and spiritual teacher and has been a pioneering student of metaphysics for over 50 years. She has learned lifetimes of priceless information from her years of seeking out and living with indigenous healers and shamans around the world. Visit her website at www.starfuentes.com and then join her here every Wednesday night on Spiritual Connections Radio as she shares her knowledge with you. And now, Star Fuentes.
Welcome. After the half hour, we will be taking questions. The number is 646-716-9663. I am proud to have the amazing Margaret Lynch. Welcome, Margaret.
Thank you. Thank you for having me, Star.
I'm glad you're here. You are a rock star. You are a coach. You are a tapper. And you have some incredible programs. Tell me about your rock star coaching program.
Absolutely. I would love to. You know, and it's really been quite an amazing couple of years for me with my book coming out, Tapping Into Wealth, and really bringing a different edge to the personal development movement and the tapping or emotional freedom technique side of the movement. And it's been really fun for me to sort of step into the space of wealth and money and how that relates to power and passion and being a rock star in your business and in your life, you know. And so I love mixing it up with all of these things together, and that's where, you know, most of my work and my events and my programs are all in this lane of personal power and how it relates to our money and how it relates to, you know, feeling totally alive and on fire and doing what you want to do in life, whether it's a business or, you know, in your personal life. So it's been a very fun sort of mixing up of personal development tools and coaching people over the last 8 years for me. And I am just all in, Star. I am all in.
you're one of your first lines on your website, MargaretMLynch.com, says, liberate your programming. Now, we could talk for a decade about liberating your programming. What are some of the things that you find, programs, tapes, whatever you want to call them, box, that you find people have around cash and money?
Yeah, it's so interesting because it's the same issues that block our passion, that rock star quality, our charisma, that make us stand out, right? Because if we are playing small and hiding our greatness, we do not earn well, particularly us women who have so much programming around it's not okay to be seen and be powerful and be totally you, because we women, we are more vulnerable and we have bigger hearts and we're just afraid to be all in and on fire. And that totally affects your money. And so, you know, a lot of the work that I do, I don't need, I mean, aside from the marketing that I teach people when they come, when they work with me for, in my one-year programs, we actually do marketing too, right? But in the personal development side, I don't really need to teach people new things because your brain doesn't need to get any smarter. It's really about liberating. It's about removing those vows that we've taken to not be as powerful as we really are. It's about removing and liberating us from the events of our past where we're still looking back there and saying, you know, I should have known better. I should have done better. I should have known better. I could have somehow figured it out and done it better. And any one of those situations in the past, anything that we have that is unforgiven, and the programming that comes with it takes your power and locks it down. And when you lock down your power, money does not flow, right? How could it? You're not living at your fullest expression. And so, you know, to me, like my life purpose, I'm a liberator. And that's what I love to do, is to liberate the programming. And then all I need to do is step back and people step into their power, which is really why I use the rock star term, because the rock star emerges.
That word as a liberator is very powerful, and I kind of think like it as a dimmer switch, that the electricity is always there, but you got your dimmer switch down low. So I think that's important. I've been teaching cash classes for, I don't know, I guess since 71, and I find two things very interesting. I find that a cash block with most people who have blocks, not most people, but most people have blocks, is the lifestyle of their parents when they reached puberty. So let's imagine that in 1971, you had two cars in the garage, a chicken in the pot, and a nice house in the suburbs, and that cost you $32,000, let's say. And right now, the same lifestyle can cost, let's say, $100,000. And I find when people reach the income level of the lifestyle that they had when they were coming into their adulthood, there is a block or a barrier for some people who unconsciously, subconsciously love their parents so much that they never want to be better than them. Have you found this?
Yeah, I mean, the whole first couple chapters of my book is focused on your earliest money paradigm, right? And so in Tapping Into Wealth, not only do I walk people through a process so they can actually see and feel, because this is so wacky. Like, people think, why would I have that? What am I being loyal to? It doesn't even make sense. But what you have to understand is that this wiring to be loyal to our family of origin, and that means loyal in how powerful I get to be, how much vacation time, like life enjoyment I get, how much I have to struggle. It means loyalty in every single aspect, how healthy I get to be. That is wired into us, into our nervous system. And I love that you said dimmer switch, because we're talking about literally the nervous system in your body is wired with this programming. It goes right into the deepest part of your mind, the most unconscious part of your mind. And so it doesn't make sense logically, but we are literally being run like an inner governor, like a, you know, the governor they want to put on the car that like keeps you slow. We are being run by that programming that we don't even know is there. And it's like one of my things is I could just get people to uncover and see that they are being incredibly loyal to these crazy old patterns. They don't have to be, right? And here's the thing, Star, is that most of us in the personal development movement have had a middle-class upbringing. And in the middle-class upbringing, paycheck to paycheck is a standard. So you have entire generations of children who are my age, right, in the 40s to 50s, who are earning two or three times what their parents earned because they went to college and all this stuff, yet still live paycheck to paycheck. And they never break out of the middle class. And you are so on the money. It's because their nervous system literally will not allow them to make more money. And here's what, like, unconsciously, you'll start to feel guilty, and you won't even be aware of it, but you'll start getting rid of that money. It's really interesting how you will get rid of your money, or, you know, take a lower job, or not ask to get paid your worth,
or
all these little ways.
Create credit card debt where you have 28% interest that eats it away because you can't get past that DNA parental lifestyle.
Yeah, they have just total avoidance of understanding how to create wealth and manage money. We, so many of us in the middle class didn't learn money management, and so we avoid it. And you are exactly right. It's a backhanded way to make sure we never create wealth, you know. And so the paradigm is the most powerful piece, and that's where I start with it in Tapping Into Wealth, is understanding the paradigm, experiencing it, and then, of course, there's all the tapping there to help you clear the paradigm, because that's what I really want.
Tapping is absolutely wonderful, and I want to get to that in a few minutes here. I have another pattern that I see quite frequently, And I see the rebel. And the rebel grows up with upper class, wealthy family, wealthy aunt. Well, and they make a vow when they say, I'm never going to be rich like rich people. And they mm-hmm. make a vow. And 20, 30 years later, they're going, I've got three jobs. How come can I not be saving cash? And then they get some cash and their transmission breaks. And then they get some more cash and
yeah.
they go to the dentist. And there's this self-fulfilling lifestyle because they said they never wanted, and the vows, the vow breaking, I have a new book coming out on vows and cords early next year. The vows are so important. They go through lifetimes. When you
yeah.
say, I'll never love again, I never want to be a rich person, the soul says yes, and it keeps it there till you become conscious of whatever your vow is, and as you would say, liberate your programming. And we can find out more about Margaret at margaretmlynch.com. So in the early days of energy psychology, when I used to go and present at a conference, I learned about EFT, and I thought it was, and still think it is, absolutely miraculous. Do you want to share with our audience a little bit about EFT and then how you have activated it to work on a different level?
Sure. Yeah, so EFT, you can Google it if you're listening in your home. It's emotional freedom technique, or simply called tapping. I always say it's the biggest thing you've never heard of because it's been around for 20 years. It does come from the psychology world. Because it was originally used on, like, severe PTSD and anxiety, and it still is. It's used in the VAs. It's the premier trauma, PTSD trauma treatment. It is the only thing that really shifts people in a quickly effective way. And this comes from, I'm not a psychologist, but this comes from a massive base of psychologists who say, yeah, I work with someone for 10 years and then I incorporate tapping and their PTSD subsides. And so it's a mind-body tool that is clinically proven to shift the nervous system. And that's what makes it very special. You know, back then, you know, when I learned it even 10 years ago, like, we didn't know why it worked, right? But now there's clinical study, and what happens when you tap on acupuncture points, so these are acupuncture points we use on the hands and on the face because they're easy to reach. There's nothing special about an individual point that you would tap. But by tapping them, it creates a light electrical charge and literally acts like a circuit interrupt. And so when you think about somebody with severe war trauma, where they suddenly have a memory or intrusive thoughts and their nervous system lights up like a Christmas tree, like they are back in the middle of war. Or you think about yourself when you have to go confront your boss or ask for a raise, and your nervous system lights up like a Christmas tree with anxiety, fear, shame, what if I'm not good enough? These are similar in that they are. It's the nervous system that is activating because of your programming, because of your past experiences. You know, this is like mini traumas rearing their ugly head. But when you tap on acupuncture points, it turns off that response and disconnects the nervous system, what they call it, hyperarousal would be the clinical term, and shifts you from the fight or flight response into the relaxation response. So I can take somebody with fear of public speaking in one session. I mean, I don't do private sessions anymore, but back in the day when I was a practitioner, one session, it's gone, right? Miraculous things are possible when you take the elements of coaching or psychology, if you're a therapist, and you add in this mind-body component that literally shuts off the nervous system, which you kind of can't do with talk. You know, you can't really do it with your conscious mind. And so it turns this little tool of just tapping with your fingertips on acupuncture points. If you've never heard about it, listeners, there are thousands of YouTube videos. My YouTube channel alone, Star, has over 2.5 million views, and I'm just one person in a sea of many people who create tapping videos, right? And so you can find a ton about tapping. My approach has been, like, the reason why I wrote the book, Tapping Into Wealth, is to go after money and wealth and have a book that brought you step by step, chapter by chapter, through a transformation, right? Through a transformation. So it's not really a book to read. I mean, obviously you read it, but it's applying the tapping. So I have 17 videos for 17 chapters. I have all the tapping scripts described how to do it. So it's multimedia, and you transform. So I love tapping because instead of just talking about, to people about programming, I can help them transform. And I know you know that's true because you've been so exposed to tapping that you can have such a shift. And
I got one word that I use a lot, sealant. And my LSD people who trip out, my vets who trip out, somehow these memories creep through the into the nervous system. And with EFT, where we start doing the tapping, what happens is somehow these get sealed out of the nervous system.
Yeah, they just get liberated. It disconnects. And, you know, because we don't remember the past well, but when you have traumatic situation, you remember it well because your mind is saying, oh, my God, we have to remember that. It could happen again. And the nature of the fight or flight, which is a primitive evolved response, is to be hypervigilant when you have been threatened. So it holds on to this memory bright and clear. What people experience with tapping, even with war trauma and sexual trauma, is the memory gets fuzzy and distant. Or your parents saying you'll never amount to anything, right? The memory seems not important. And, you know, it's so important that you Star, use the word vows, because I think it wakes, and I love to use that word too, I think it resets in people's mind that this isn't just, oh, I have programming or I have this. You literally make vows very unconsciously. And, you know, just as you said, people don't understand the power and the staying power, because when you go, this is how you know every single time that you were up against a vow. Every single time that you come up against a vow you've made and you're thinking about breaking it, you will feel fear and or shame.
And
those
and you
two
know what
feelings
I
will come
another,
right up.
Another thing people do is they say three words, and they say, I don't care. And if they didn't care, they wouldn't say, I don't care. And they push that vow or that whatever it is back in the surface. Anytime you hear the people saying, I don't care, that is when a vow is being sunk back into them, and they're going, you know, just going on by like it didn't happen. Because you wouldn't take the energy to say, I don't care, if you really didn't care.
And
to me, that's a real, you know, working with my clients, that's a real big red flag when they tell me they don't care.
It's like, I don't want to feel that. If I keep pushing in this direction, I'm going to have to feel something really yucky, so I'm just going to not care, and I'm going to be, you know, and that's when we sort of get, you know, we could call it a little dissociated. It's like, I don't feel anything right now. I don't really care. My heart's not in it. And it really protects
us. I don't want to deal with this. I went to psychologist. Yeah. I did 7-weekend workshops. I don't care. Not that I've done it. I've completed. I feel complete with it. So watch your own conversations in your head, people.
Right.
So when you hear, I don't care, know that you're tripping over a vow.
Right. And, you know, there's we all know somebody who has an event from the past and they say, oh, I let that go. I let that go a long time. I'm over that. I forgave that. And you can tell by the way they're talking that they have not let it go. I forgive myself for that. And you're like,
can remember the name of your grade school bully you haven't forgiven, and if you can remember the hurt that you felt you haven't forgiven, you cannot maybe not forget the event that IBM kicked your butt out on the street after 30 years. You may not forget the event, but if you've forgiven all the dukes, all the emotion, the dimmer switch that comes with it is gone. Yeah. So I see that you just did a big workshop someplace in March, was that?
Yeah, and so once a year I do a 3-day live event, and I'm on stage continuously for 3 days. It's called Ignite Your Power. We do it every year in March, and typically in Boston. I'm from Boston, and that makes it easier for my whole team. But, yeah, we do the live event, and that is because people are often asking how they can work with me. And I do two things. I train people who really want a whole new career where they make an impact. I train people how to become certified tapping into wealth coaches, which is an entire business model and a way of becoming, you know, learning very specifically for me how to become a transformational coach following the process I lay out in the book. And then other people will work with me for a year. You know, they often have their own business. We'll work on mentorship under me and my team for a one-year program. That's the only way that I work with people. And both of those kick off at the live event, although the coach training program we open up a couple times a year. But that's what happens at the event. It's 3 intense days. I always say I want people begging to get out of here at the end. We've given and given, and it's intense transformation.
I understand that. And sometimes 1 day is not enough, and 2 days are not enough for the deep stuff to come out. You can pretend to be anyone in anything for 2 days, but you can't hold your rack for 3.
Yeah, and we keep them till 8-9 o'clock at night too, so because it's just content packed. So that's just a blast. It's a big show, and then we sort of are locked in, and we're working with our high end clients for the year. And throughout the year, I sell a lot of programs. One of my big programs is called Powerful, Passionate, and Fabulous, and it's exactly, you know, besides the tapping into wealth work, this is the work that I do around really stepping into your power. You know, and it's mostly women. You know, I have over 160,000 subscribers to my newsletter. And they're 90% women, and they're my age. You know, they're 45 to 65. And it's the time in our lives that we say, you know what, I don't feel powerful, and I want to feel more powerful. Like, isn't it my time? And I think that as women, you know, we've deferred a lot of that for the very important work of relationships and children raising. And when you get to be, you know, in this age group, it's like, maybe it's time for me now. to step up. Yeah.
Yep, I agree. I have many, many more women clients than men, and I do agree that that second stage of your life when the children are gone becomes finally focused on yourself. I'm looking at something online at margaretmlynch.com that's called The 7 Levels of Wealth Manifestation. It looks juicy. It looks on fire. There looks like there is maybe 12 DVDs and a couple of tapes and an app and books that go with it. Could you talk about that set for a minute?
Sure. You know, as we get into, my book is made for the world, right? It's made for the average person, whether or not they're way into personal development at all, right? But when I do when I have created these programs like Powerful, Passionate, Fabulous, and 7 Levels, we're really going into personal development work. And so I use the chakras as a model. So the 7 Levels of Wealth Manifestation is me teaching the chakras in a way that people have never heard before, and teaching the vow at every chakra that blocks, in this program, specifically money, right? And so, of course, the first chakra, it's your family's paradigm, because the first chakra is everything solid in your life, and your belief system is as solid as the walls and the floor, right? And so it's really about your paradigm. So that is a program where I walk through each chakra, and then it is all the tapping, and I really integrate Carolyn Mace and Deepak Chopra and Eckhart Tolle into all of the work I do, because as you go up through the chakras and you liberate, you become more and more alive, on fire, conscious. And so it's a massive transformational program. That's why there's so much audio. The audio is the meat. There is the full book. And then there's a whole series of videos that goes with it for every chakra, So there's 7 more videos plus 4 more case study videos. So it's quite an intensive little process to go through, but it is a total transformation and that you can do in about 6 weeks, right? The program is available a couple times a year. We really offer it in a big way, and it'll have live calls with it. But we have people that jump into that program all year round, and we always, everyone who buys anything from me, always gets a supportive call from one of our coaches and offer to give them more support. Because, you know, Star, what I do, all of these programs, they're intense. It creates massive transformation in people. And so I have a huge staff as far as, because I need to, because when people step into these programs, they look for more. You know, they need coaching, they need support, they need love. Because this is real personal development, and it can get a tiny bit messy. But, you know, I say to people, what's the transformation that you want, and are you willing to get a little bit messy to uncover and clear 45-some-odd years of stuck stuff so that you can start living more fully in your life, in your life purpose, and be that magnet to money? You know, money is magnetized to energy. Right? It's magnetized to action, but it's also, you know, at the second chakra. It is a second chakra energy. And so to clear your energy means you're going to have a bigger, like I call it, a fire hose of energy coming up through your system. And we all know people like that. They're magnetic, they're charismatic, they have a powerful presence, and they earn money easily.
Oh, that sounds like you and me. I see another program here. Stand out and get paid like a rock star. What does a rock star get paid?
Well, that program is really for experts who are kind of the best kept secret, which happens to a lot of women who step into coaching or some type of, you know, health coaching, any kind of coaching where they're an expert and they need clients. And so what they're not doing is being seen in a big way. And so this program is me taking 7 years of learning marketing online and speaking and selling and teaching people step by step how to market themselves in a way that they stand out like the rock star that they are, because rock stars make an impact and they are seen and they get paid. And this is where a lot of women have a hard time. Like, they'll give and give and give, but they're not getting paid, and people aren't seeing them at the level at which they should be seen. They're like, you should be seen as a rock star. Because, I mean, I'm sure you feel the same way about your clients. So my clients used to be like the most amazing people, and certainly the people who joined my rock star program, and they're literally hiding in many, many ways. And so this is a best-in-class marketing program for experts, for coaches, to explode onto the scene where you are seen as a rock star and you can start getting paid that way. And it teaches you, you know, it teaches you speak to sell talks. It teaches you how to do sales conversations. We spend a lot of time on how to close people into higher ticket coaching, higher ticket, you know, whether it's no matter what kind of an expert you are, you know, it's all coaching. How to offer and close people into a higher ticket so that you're not just doing a session here and a session there. And so that is a very intensive program. And, again, in 6 weeks you could transform your entire business with this program.
Well, that is wonderful, and we're going to go to the half-hour break now.
Fantastic.
You're listening to Stargazing with Star Fuentes. Star Fuentes is a master intuitive healer and spiritual teacher and has been a pioneering student of metaphysics for over 50 years. She has learned lifetimes of priceless information from her years of seeking out and living with indigenous healers and shamans around the world. Visit her website at www.starfuentes.com and then join her here every Wednesday night on Spiritual Connections Radio as she shares her knowledge with you. Once again, Star Fuentes.
Hello, everybody. I'm here with Margaret Lynch. In a moment, we'll be taking your questions. MLynch.com. Margaret, what do you say to people who think they're charging too much? What do you think?
I hardly ever find that. And it's the resistance is that they don't want to charge more, right? And so what I say is get in your body, and if I were to tell you, okay, tomorrow you're going to start charging more, I want you to imagine that you're sitting in front of your next client or your boss who you're asking a raise, and you're about to say, this is my new price. What's coming up in your body? And 99% of the time, it's fear and it's shame. And so then we get to it. It's like, this is what my nervous system is blasting through my body. And how can I convince somebody with the, I mean, I have marketing that can bring people into million-dollar businesses. I can't get them to use that marketing if they're up against this inner wall, this vow to never be that powerful, or this vow to never toot my own horn or never make anybody mad at me. All of the things that they come up against that trigger shame and fear of judgment, fear of, you know, are you good enough? And that's where we go right to the tapping and turn that off. You know, we get right to it that quickly because that's really what it is. And so I tend to push people to, okay, let's feel it. Close your eyes and imagine charging more. And I can take a room full of mortgage brokers, salespeople, I don't care who it is, men in suits. And as soon as I push their paradigm where they are comfortable, you know, and I, you sort of alluded to this earlier, you know, about people like getting rid of their money. And it's like you are living at your set point 100% of the time. So look at how hard you work and look at how much money you're making. Look at how much vacation time you have and how much love you have in your life. You're exactly getting what you feel you deserve and is safe for you. It is always a match. And so if you don't like your income right now, if you don't like how much vacation time you have or how much even you get to rest at the end of the day, you have to work on your set point. And as soon as you try to go beyond that paradigm, you're going to feel guilt, shame, and fear. Just know it. It's coming. And know that there's a way to deal with it. Right? And that's where, like, I differ from some of the people in the personal development world because I have an engineering background. I come into this as a chemical engineer from corporate. And in engineering, it's very much a science of applying things, a tool, to get a result. And so I don't like to talk on and on with a client. I'm like, let's get right to it and get down to brass tacks. You want to make more money, that is going to make you feel like crap for a few seconds, and we're going to get into that feeling, and we're going to liberate it, and it's going to be gone. We're going to get to the bottom of it. We're going to uncover it. You're going to feel it. And it's funny because when I read the reviews on my book on Amazon, there's just amazing, amazing reviews on there. And every once in a while, there's a review that's like, oh, my God, I did the exercises, and they didn't do the tapping. But the exercises are to elicit this very feeling. It's like I'm trying to trigger the shame of where your edge is so that we can tap on it. And there's a couple of people who were like, they didn't do the tapping. They were like, the book made me feel terrible. Like, well, brother said, God, I felt so bad about myself afterward. I'm like, yeah, because you read the chapter where I'm reminding you of an event you haven't forgiven yourself for. You have to do the tapping.
Correct. So, you know, I have a class I start out with in the first sentence. It's a cash class, and I start out, everything you feel you deserve, you have right now. Mm. And people get so pissed. You see them sitting there getting angry and red in the face.
God, that's beautiful.
But you know.
No, and it's so perfectly well said. And it's, you know, and that's where we look at our money and we think that's real. We think that that's our money, and then we think we're having a reaction to it, like, oh, you know, shame or anger or fear. And, you know, there's a video that I want everyone to get that I have for free. It's called The Five Kinds of Money, right? And there's different reactions to the five different kinds of money that we have in our life. But the truth is that it's reversed. Your money is a byproduct of that programming, of which Star just said, right? You just said that your deserving point, your paradigm, the money you are creating based on all of that. And so your money isn't just like, oh, this thing that happened in my life. In a million ways, you have created that exact amount of savings, of income, and you are willing to create a goal that's at a very specific level, because if you go higher than that, it will trigger your programming. So if you visit the website tappingintowealth.com, which is the name of my book, tappingintowealth.com, you can get it's like a 20-minute video where I walk through, you want to have a paper and a pen, and it's a totally free video. I'm going to walk through the five kinds of money and tell you the emotion, the habitual belief, and the typical traumas that are connected with that block you in each of the five kinds of money. And so, you know, I get emails from all over the world about that particular free video. And again, it's on tappingintowealth.com. And you can also see the book there. But as soon as you get that video, it's right there on the page. And it links to, you know, Amazon or wherever if you want to get the book. But the video, just that video alone, is really, really powerful. I did it to, you know, I love putting out tons of free content. You know, I love putting out a book that's whatever it is, $15, that's like a transformation. Because
that's
I want people to really wake up. It makes me crazy. You know, I'm from the middle class. I have 7 brothers and sisters. And, you know, they're not into personal development and tapping and all of this stuff that I do. And, you know, we're all educated, and everyone in my family except me lives paycheck to paycheck because they haven't dealt with their programming. And so I really want to shift that for middle-class people.
Well,
I really want to shift that.
This is a very important job you have here. One of my clients back in the 90s, I had an apartment in New York, and I lived in Texas, and I flew into New York to do seminars for a week and see clients. And I don't know, one of my clients, I had a workshop for $195. Back then, that was a lot for some people. And she looked at me, and I said, "Honey, I'm doing this workshop, da-da-da-da-da. What am I going to?" She looked at me, she said, "I'm not coming." And I said, "Why aren't you coming?" She says, "Because my weekends are worth $500, and if I'm going to take anything, it better be $500 or more." And something happened inside of me. That people say, "Well, I don't know, that's a lot of money, you know." And something happened inside of me where she said, "I'm not coming because your price isn't high enough," basically, is what she said to me. And her weekend was worth $500. And she taught me something on many, many different levels. And after she left my apartment, I sat down on the couch and I cried. I cried.
Wow.
And I sat down after that and I meditated and did prayer. But there was that it's not about sometimes what I charge for it. It's about what these people value their time with me.
Yeah. And, you know, this is one of the things I'm so passionate about teaching experts and coaches, you know, anybody who has clients for a living is, and I'm sure there's people listening like that, you know, you could be any kind of, you know, engineer or an attorney or anyone. If you have clients for a living, there is something magical that happens when you give a client an opportunity to step up more, to actually invest more, invest with you, with time, with more seriously in themselves. And when you have to put up more money for something, and you know, we know the whole thing with gym memberships, right? It's like if it costs $2, you never go in.
Yeah, they expect 98% people not to show up.
Yeah, but if it was $5,000, you'd get your butt there.
Mm-hmm.
And so when people show up with are required to bring more money, they bring more energetic investment. And so, you know, what I'm always saying to my coaches is you need to get clear of your money stuff so that you truly recommend to somebody what they really need. Don't hold back and recommend 1 or 3 sessions when they would benefit by working with you for 6 months. Offer them what they really need and give people the opportunity to make that decision like an adult. They don't have to choose it, but they give them the opportunity to step up and bring more of their energy. You know, I do my coaching programs that when people work with me for a year, they're anywhere from $10,000 to $30,000 to be in that program. And I'm telling you, those people have invested in other programs. Some they finished, some they didn't. When they step up with $10,000, it's actually $12,000, when they step up with $12,000 at the minimum, and they're going to work with me and my team for a year, they are in. they're are lighting a fire.
They're not missing
the classes.
Right. That's a key word I use on my brochures for, I have some free stuff and stuff. It's the word investment. I don't use the word price. I always use the word investment, blank thousands of dollars, you know. And I find that people stop breathing when they see that word investment. If you watch somebody look at your brochure, and they stop breathing because all of a sudden it's different than just putting the price out there.
Yeah, you know, and that's why we have different offers. You know, I have programs that are $300, and I have tons of free video. But when people are ready to really step up, you know, you get a different result. Just like the weight loss, you know, example. It's like when you hire a personal coach, you're going to get more done. And so, you know, it's the same thing if you're an employee. You know, if you are changing jobs and you really ask to get paid your worth, when that company, when that new boss or your current boss or new company, wherever it is, when they step up and start paying you more, they will actually value you more. It's just the way we are wired, you know. And that's where it's so important to do the personal work because, you know, we talk about your set point and what you think you deserve, and you really have to go within and know that all your beliefs around your value is going to come right into the amount that you get paid. And that's why you can have 10 people in the same job at a company and they're all making different amounts of money.
Absolutely.
Because it's your belief. Yeah.
And I remember going to I don't remember what it was. I do remember what it was, but I'm not going to mention it. I went to a workshop and it was $39,999 for a month. I went to this workshop and I worked my ass off. I cried and I processed and I let go of stuff and I got home. About a month later, I'm still doing everything and I'm going, wow, Spirit God, give me some results. At that point in time, I was charging $1,000 for my healing sessions. And I had a cowboy come and he had cancer and came his cowboy boots and his cowboy hat and his pickup truck, and he had a session. It was a very good session, and he tipped me $10,000.
Wow.
On a $1,000 session. And, of course, I went outside to pray, and I went up by meditation pond, and I'm like, Spirit God, wow, this is incredible.
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, I know I did my work, and it was a direct reflection of doing my work. Now, that didn't happen every day.
Yeah.
But what a beautiful happened every 2 or 3 months where there was an unproportional attempt that I got, which proved to me that if I do my work, invest in myself, and I am my biggest investment. You know, I am my biggest investment.
Yeah, 100%.
Get that more so than your house, your car.
Yeah.
You know, you have to be your biggest investment, time, energy, cash, money. And people don't get that.
And, you know, I'm sure you can speak to this too. So on that journey, investing in yourself, you know, investing in yourself to clear money blocks and to be, you know, to be willing to be seen more, that is that same journey will bring you more presence where you feel more alive. You feel more. You will sound like Star, right? On fire and passionate. And it's the inner experience that comes with, even when people go on a journey, they're like, I want to make a big impact and I want to make money. And they don't realize that the same journey that they go on is going to create their inner experience of themselves and their joy in their heart to be so much more present, so much more palpable, you know, the inner feeling of being on purpose and firing on all cylinders, there is nothing else like it. And so there's, you know, there's that, there's your experience and you feeling connected to you and your power and your passion and your aliveness. Then there's the impact that you make on the world, and then there's the money. You know, there's this whole flow, and it's so beautiful because they all lead to each other.
Well, you know, and so many people spend their cash and money on
on their exterior $300 pair of shoes, but then they won't take a $300 class from you or me because they don't feel like the world can see it. And it's not really about the world seeing it. It's about you being it. Because you can take my clothes away. You can take everything I own away. You can take everything but my husband away. And with my inner knowledge, with my inner knowledge and my husband, I am the richest woman on planet Earth. Mm. You know what I mean? Because nobody can ever take your processing, your work, your education. And, you know, I'm not talking about degrees. Your education about how you move gently with grace through life.
Yeah,
and
beautiful.
That
it's,
means
we're
everything
rich.
Flows.
We're rich.
Cash flows, money flows, you know, relationships flow, you know. And I'm probably going to order like 3 of your programs here. And this is, yeah, I'm 76 years old, and I taught my first class in 1958. And this is something I want to share with all you people out there who know me. Is that one thing that has inspired me is I have never stopped educating. I try to get one certification, try to do, you know, 20 webinars by other people a year. And because, you know, you think you know something, but you throw it around and there's somebody brilliant like you who takes tapping, which I know, takes, you know, marketing, becoming, you know, wealthy, takes it, combines it in a dance that I know nothing about. And when I read, participate in your material, I move to a finer level. And, you start, you know, sometimes we're the diamond and we have to be cut, and sometimes we have to be faceted or polished. And what I like about your work, MargaretMLynch.com, is that there's things for people at all different levels.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. You know, at the same website there you, when you if you put in your name and email, you get a whole mini video course, and so the emails will get delivered to you with a video of showing how money works through the chakras, a little taste of that. And I do. I love to give, and giving and getting the feedback, which I do read. You know, I get emails from all over the world on a daily basis, and my staff will send them on to me. And it's gratifying. You know, it's an inner feeling of connection and gratification that drives me, and it enriches my whole life, and it's allowed me to be more me. You know, I'm on video and camera and on stage all the time. And over the years, I've just learned that the more I'm myself,
the better it turns out.
Yep, flawed and goofy and, you know, as much of a mess, yet completely focused on my mission, on raising consciousness, whether it's in money, whether it's in the chakras, whether it's in the mix of, you know, being a rock star in your marketing. I am laser focused on the areas that I'm deadly serious about, and I am, you know, goofy as hell in the middle, but I am laser focused on the impact that I want to make, and it's you know, it's to be a woman on a mission, a woman on fire, is an infectious feeling, isn't it, Star?
It is, and you know, when you're a woman on fire, not everybody is easy. I remember when I lived in New York, a major hip-hop company, the owner came to me and asked me to be their spiritual advisor. And all the musicians used to call me that white fat lady. And they'd say, hey, white fat lady, what are you going to see today? And I'd say, well, you're stealing from your mother, you got a mistress, and you don't even know how much money you have in pocket or how much you spend on drugs yet with the program. Get alive, you know. And they look at me. You know, and I did this for 6 years with this one particular problem. It wasn't easy being the white fat lady, but you know what? After the first year, those guys would have problems. Those guys would have challenges. Guess who the first one they call?
Right.
the white fat lady, because they knew there was wisdom there. And so you don't always get the easiest, but you get where you can give the most life, the most charisma, where sometimes it's when you have clients, you're going to get the full spectrum of them.
Mm.
And you have to be such a beam of light and so conscious of what's going on in them, and do not get on the defensive. And it's so easy to get defensive with your clients about cash. When you get on the defensive, the light and the magic falls out of you.
Yeah, you know, and it takes a lot of work. You have to really do your own work. When you're going to shepherd other people as an expert or as a coach, it does hold you. And I do hold coaches. I say, this is what you signed up for. You have to hold yourself to a higher standard of doing your own work so that you aren't getting triggered by your clients, whether it's payment or any, that you can be, you know, you can be firm, you can state what's the highest good, you can be respectful of the energy, and you can be that conscious person that sometimes, you know, sometimes dealing with a client with a money issue in a very conscious, mature way, it is the first time they have ever had that experience in their entire life, a mature, conscious, yet firm discussion around money. And so you're correct. You know, you really, as a coach, you have to really hold yourself to that higher standard of doing your own work where your money fears are and where you get triggered, so that you can be that really strong line for your clients.
And you know, there are places you have to say no. I remember
Absolutely.
Being in a New York apartment, and there was a knock on the door, and someone didn't have an appointment. And I think at that point in time, I was still only charging $1,000 per session. And they knocked on the door, and I came to the door. They had their check in their hand, and they say, nobody's ever healed me. I've been to every healer in New York City and 60 healers from around the world. Here's my check. I want an appointment now. And I took that check, and I shoved it in his face, and I said, get out of my apartment. I am not going to be part of your game that nobody can heal you. Do you know he ran around town and told everybody how much integrity I had? I wouldn't take his money.
Wow.
You know, it's like,
that's
wow.
Exactly what I would have said. Yeah, it's like they're on a mission to prove that they can't be fixed.
You've got to look at them and say, okay, you're right, you can't be. And nobody's ever said that to them.
Right.
And they go,
but,
you know, yeah. So,
I don't want to mess with what you are clearly proving.
once again, MargaretMLynch.com. She is the rock star of coaches. She mixes EFT with coaching, and has several different levels and prices of information and product available on her website. We're coming up to the last 5 or 6 minutes here. What would you like to tell the listeners out there that's really important about cash, really important about money, something that you find yourself, you said you've been in this for 10 years or so, you find yourself repeating over and over again every year to different clients. What would you like to tell the listeners?
Yeah, you know, I would always say is that if, you know, money is an area of your life where you have chronic pain, you know, you have chronic pain, chronic worry, then be willing to put some time, some energy, some attention to solve that problem. You know, we tend to, in the middle class, we're so used to having debt. We're so used to being like, well, that's the way it is. It's how much I earn. It's I pay off this. But be willing to, just for a second, imagine that there could be a whole different life, a whole different way available to you if you shift your inner way around money and be willing, you know, if this is an area of pain, just like if you had a pain in your body, you would go figure out what it was. be willing, you know, to do something out of the box, you know. Look at some of the personal development tools out there. Tapping into Wealth is an incredible resource. It's a total transformation. But be willing to look out of the box and try something that is going to move the needle in your money. And believe that, because if you shift the inner way you are in your money, I'm telling you, I've seen, you know, 8 years of people transformed. A whole different wealth reality is available to you. And it just takes your willingness to be open that it's possible and to put some of your energy and attention towards really making a shift there. You know, be a detective. Uncover. Go after it. Say, you know what, this is it. I am done struggling in my money. I want to figure this out and be done with it. And that's the energy that you'll get a transformation with.
Excellent. And I imagine you've seen people's income shift 500-600%. And I imagine
since it's not just your income, it's
gone through the roof.
Yeah, and it's also their experience of life and the impact they're making. It's all three of those things together, and that's what is the joy of life.
And the 100%. Joy of life is living it at its fullest. And I tell my clients over and over again, if you are not at choice, you keep doing the same thing, getting the same results, you were crazy if you keep doing the same thing, we'll get you different results. And all of my rebels who rebelled against their rich parents end up spending or throwing their money away because they don't ever want to be rich. My rebels against the government, sometimes they don't get to have money either because they perceive that as an evil. Be a choice. Be able to choose to do something or not to do it. If you can only do it, then it is your pattern. If you can only not do it, then it is your pattern. Thank you, Margaret M. Lynch, for being with us tonight. And please participate, people. If you want people to participate as paying clients of yours and you want to get something, give what you want to receive. Purchase something from a spiritual teacher, Margaret, me, any other spiritual teacher out there. Give what you want to receive, and it will come to you and do your work. Thank you, Margaret.
Thank you so much, Star. Thank you.
Good night.
On behalf of Spiritual Connections Radio, thank you for listening to Stargazing with Star Fuentes. Please join us again next week for another enlivening episode. For more information on Star's classes or services, visit her website at www.starfuentes.com or call the office at 501-609-0660. That's 501-609-0660.